Hey, this is March 18th, The Trap.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. Once again, we are starting out, as usual, with that expression for the people who haven't been here before. What we are trying to get our consciousness to realize is that we are truly connected with this thing called God. That it can be no other way. You cannot say everything is God and then think that you are outside of God in any way, shape, or form. One of the lies that we are taught, all of humanity is taught, that God is separate from us. And that is not true. And this month we are talking about the trap, and that is the trap that we fall into. We fall into what we call race mind or the race consensus, and we decide that God is someplace else. And when we do that, now we have to placate God. And we have to talk to something that is outside of us. We do not do that in this teaching. In this teaching, we come to the realization that all we are is God, but we are not all that God is. There can be nothing outside of God. Therefore, you cannot be outside of God. The other thing that I would like to express about this idea, this concept that we have of God is the idea that God is going to change in any way. God is never going to change. The concept of God is fixed. And the conception that God has of you is fixed. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. This you must remember. It doesn't matter what you do, what you think. God loves you. You must bring yourself to that realization that you truly are the beloved. And that this thing that created you loves you that much that it allows you to do what you want to do. The choice in life is to decide, do you want to follow this thing? Do you want to learn to think God thoughts after it? Do you want to raise your consciousness up to the mind of God? Do you want to learn more and more about what we call the true self, the authentic self, the sincere self? Or do you want to fall into the trap of the world and think, oh, I am not worthy. I am separated from this power. This is taught by all religions, that you are separated. Even though it says in the Bible, ye are gods. Even though it says that you are made just a little lower than the angels themselves. All religion is man-made. Any religion that you're doing anything with comes up with doctrines. It comes up with rituals. This thing that we call God, which is intelligence, which is wisdom, does not demand any type of worship from you. It does not demand any type of rituals. We make those things up and we fall into the trap then of thinking that we are really doing something. And we fall into the trap of thinking that this thing called God is watching all the time. And it's not watching all the time. It's always with you. All the time. But it's not watching. You know, there's not a big eye in the sky watching you all the time. You are allowed to do what you wish to do, but it behooves you to start to think God thoughts after it. When you learn to do that, you bring that connection together. You start to change yourself. That is the whole idea in the Bible when it says you must die to yourself. When it says you must die to yourself, that means you must learn to control the ego. You must learn to control your ego. You are not your ego. You are not your mind. You are an individualized expression of God. So, what we want to do is make our minds, take control of that, train our minds to think what we want them to think, so that we can have a connection. Not that that connection is ever broken, but we don't become aware of that connection sometimes because we're told, oh, only when you're praying, only when you're doing this, only when you're here, only when you're there. This connection is always there. This thing called God is always with you. It's always ready to help you in any situation. But our little ego tells us, no, we can do this ourselves, or we can do without this thing called God. You cannot do without this thing called God because that's all that you are. So if you try to live your life without it, it is not going to be a very successful life. The other thing that the lie, the trap that we fall into, is if you think that you have to be good and you have to become godlike, all the fun is going to go out of your life. And that's not true. More fun is going to come into your life. It's going to come into your life because you're allowing this thing called God to express through you. And that is what God does on this plane of action. You are the manifestation of God. The manifestation of God. Now we talk in religious science about making a manifestation. Making something unseen into something that's seen. But you fail to realize that you are the manifestation itself. You're a manifestation of God. Why are you a manifestation of God? Because there's only the mind of God. You live, move, and have your being in the mind of God. And God thought that thought. That thought of you. And then it started to express through you. It expresses through you. Now you have a choice to allow that to express through you or not. That's a choice. And God's not going to get angry, send down a lightning bolt. No, God is going to let you do what you want to do. So, if you're going to be in this teaching, and this teaching, by the way, is a way of thinking. That's all it is. It's a new way of thinking. It was never meant to be a religion. People made it into religion. People like to make everything into a religion. And look what it's done, all these religions that are around. So we'll get into that later. All right. Can you read that and pass it on?
I am not a prisoner to my mind.
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 I'm not a prisoner in my mind.
I am not a prisoner to 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 my mind.
And I am not a prisoner to my mind. Why is that so important to realize? Because most of us are a prisoner to our mind. We absolutely fall for what the mind tells us. We allow the mind to convince us of things. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. As soon as you fall for that, you become the prisoner of your own mind. It wants to do that to you. It wants to hold you. See, all of life is what you have learned is all propaganda. You have no idea that most of the things that you think are real are real. You have no idea that most of the things have no basis whatsoever. We call this scientific prayer. We call it science of mind and so forth. We are trying to control our thinking. The secret to life is learning to control your thinking. Do not allow it to think anything that you do not wish. But we fall for that constantly because everything out there is propaganda. They want you to buy something. They want you to think their way. So we'll go back a moment to religions and so forth. I'm a Catholic, people say I'm a Jew, I'm a Baptist, or a Methodist. All these are man-made. This thing called God never said, I want a church, you must go on Sundays, you must do this, you must do that. Man did that. You see, God didn't say, oh, we have to have a pope. No, men did that so that they have something to do and so that they could control the thinking of the people. You see, once you can control the thinking of the people, you can do anything you want with them. And we fall for that constantly. This teaching is a teaching not about anybody else but you. It's a teaching about your mind. And you must learn to think what you want to think, especially about this thing called God. You must come to a conclusion what God is. And you must have an experience of that feeling. God is ready all the time to course through you, to express through you. I can talk about God. I can tell you all kinds of things. You can read every book that has ever been written on religion or on God. And you'll have all this knowledge. But this knowledge will do you no good whatsoever unless you can experience it, unless you can use it. The same way this teaching is made as simple as it possibly can so that you can demonstrate what you want in life. And we turn right around and make it so complicated that when we say the word metaphysics, people say, oh, you must be so smart to be able to understand that. The only thing that you have to understand in life or believe is that there is such a power in the universe that this thing called God is just as valid as gravity. And we know the laws of gravity, and we believe in the laws of gravity. Now you must believe in this thing called God, or in the law of mind, that your mind is creating your life. Every thought that you think is building your life. Brick by brick, you are building your life with your thinking. And you have a choice in that thinking. But we fall into the trap of believing our mind, believing our feelings, and believing our emotions. And we say these things are real. They're not real. They're not real. Granted, they feel real. But you are manufacturing all of that. You manufacture every feeling through a thought. You cannot have a feeling unless you had a thought. Feelings always follow thought. An emotion always follows feeling. So, If you can learn to change your thinking, you change your feelings and you change your emotions. And you give up that idea. This is the way I always have been. This anger runs in my family, you say. My mother was an Irish woman. My father was a German. If I was a child, I had a horrible temper. Did they scold me for having a horrible temper? No. They said, oh, that's the Irish coming out in you. I had a horrible temper as a child. I've learned to give that up. It did not serve me. And I could have had that temper the rest of my life and got away with it by merely saying, my mother was Irish. Therefore, I'm allowed to have. That gives me license to have this temper. And this is in every ethnic group is noted for something. Every ethnic group is noted for something, and every ethnic group believes that. You are an individualized expression of God. You have a choice in your life. You choose who you want to be. You choose the way you want to act. You are creating yourself constantly. If you are convinced and fall into the trap of the world that tells you that you have a temper because you're Irish, you have high blood pressure because your father had it, you are going to get diabetes because your mother had it, you are falling into the trap of the world. Do you want to fall into that trap? You see, you can read in many, many books, they call this thing that we're going through psychic sleep. Most people are completely asleep on this plane of action. Oh, they're walking around and they're animated and so forth. But they're completely conditioned by the world. They're in a psychic sleep. They're in a hypnotic trance most of the time. Because they never think for themselves. They allow other people to think for them. Other people to think for them. And they believe these things. Authority figures in your life have usually caused more harm than good. Because you're looking at them as having education, of knowing something. And they say the most ridiculous things. Now, I'm not so sure that this was a person, an authority figure, or a smart person, but I heard a class member here say, I cannot meditate. And my teacher said to me, unless you can meditate, you're not going to be able to control your mind. You're not going to be able to do this, 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 and this. That's a horrible thing to say to anybody. Everyone in this room can meditate. There are many methods of meditation out there. They're all man-made. They're all man-made. Are you not a man or a woman? Can you not make that yourself? Do you have to say, I have to follow this technique? I have to do it this way because I read it in a book or because the Pope said this or because my preacher said this and he knows more than I do? You have to start to become your own authority in life. You have to say, remember my friend who went to Hawaii on that two weeks? Training, and I saw her the next day, and I said, my God, you're back already? And she said, yes. She said, I was in that seminar, Dallas, and she said, all of a sudden, it just dawned on me. She said, I held up my hand like that, and I looked at the palm of my hand, and I went, healed, and I came home. This is what you have to do to yourself. Just say, oh, healed. You have to start to trust your mind. Even though I tell you your mind has never been your friend, it will never be your friend, and it has never brought you any good news, you must start to train it so that you can trust that mind of yours. You're using the mind of God. That is what we have to learn, to use the mind of God and to become our own authorities. The whole thing hinges on the idea that you are an individualized expression of God. You see? And then you start to express God individually, not through an organization. People join churches, they join groups and so forth, because they think through affiliation they're going to find salvation. You are not going to find salvation through affiliation. You're going to find a bunch of boring people. If you want to find salvation, which, first of all, you don't have to find them. Everyone in here has salvation. You have never been lost. You have never done anything. But you think you're all these things because you're listening to an authority figure somewhere who has told you that lie, and you fell right into that trap. Oh, I need more added to me. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I have to do... Oh, he says that if I did it this way, it would work. Don't do that. Do it your way. Do it your way. You ever go to a meditation class years ago and somebody says, well, I saw a bear in a cave and I saw this and I saw that and I did... I just say, oh my goodness, I didn't see any of that stuff. I didn't see him. All that stuff that some people see when they meditate. But I meditate. I do it my way. You know, I was a friend with Frank Sinatra there. I did it my way. Learn to do this your way. I can sit up here and I can tell you all this stuff, but you have to take it and do it your way. What is right for you? If you only can meditate 3 seconds, then that's good. If meditation to you is closing your eyes and having 1 minute of silence, then that's meditation to you. You don't have to. I took TM when it first came out to America 45 or 50 years ago. I don't do TM anymore. And they recommended 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, and 20 minutes here and 20 minutes there. And I didn't have 20 minutes. Now, do you think I'm not doing anything because I can't do that? No. Don't. Do it your way. And add to this. This teaching, Ernest Holmes, in Science of Mind, says it's always open at the top, meaning we have to learn more constantly about life itself. About life itself. But about your life, you see. Otherwise, you're going to be like everybody else up and down the highway. You see? Has anyone driven through Arizona lately? Every house in Arizona looks exactly the same. Looks exactly the same. You know, we have little developments around here that do that same thing. Do you want this? This sameness? You're an individualized expression of God. Start to do it your way. Start to love yourself your way. You see? Don't fall into that trap, that mass thing of everyone herding together, going over the cliff together. You see? Remember when you were children, what did your mother say? Well, if everyone jumped off the bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge too? You know? But you grow up and you jump right off the bridge constantly. You jump and you say, oh, I'm going to jump in with the rest of these people. They must be right. Look at them. You don't know if they're right. You only know if you're right. You see? Numbers don't have anything to do with anything. I don't care if 100 people think one way. You do not have to think that way. You do not have to think that way. The trap that we fall into on this plane of action is the trap of sameness. We think we must think like everybody else. We think we must act like everybody else. And you have to start to be the individualized expression that you are. You see? So when you go to all these different things, even when you come here, and I've told you this I don't know how many times, take anything I say, turn it any which way you want, and make it yours. But don't go out of here and say, well, Dallas said this, 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 and this. Because I'll tell you what happens. I may say this, this, and this today, but tomorrow I may change my mind when I find out more information. Because I am constantly expanding. I am constantly growing. I'm constantly learning more about myself. And when I learn more about myself, I learn more about this thing called God. You see? So, this teaching is open at the top. Make your life that way. And you become the authority in your life. And don't allow people to tell you you must do it this way or that way. I'm not suggesting here, by the way, that you go out and reinvent the wheel. If something works, use it. Use it. But most of the stuff that you have cluttered up there and you've learned over your life, you have to re-examine. You have to re-examine. This is a completely different way to go through life. It's a completely different way to think about things. To think about things. You must learn to do that and learn to control this thinking of yours. We'll go back one moment and I will ask this question. How many people here are still not pleased with themselves? Who still have thoughts from 30 years ago popping up? Or you still hear a voice inside saying, you're not enough. You cannot have that. You cannot have that. It's time to get rid of those things. It's time to love yourself and to become your own authority. And you're the only one that can do that, you see. No one can think for you. You have to learn to think for yourself. And you can do that. And this is what it's all about. This is what life is all about. This is what this whole idea of being an individualized expression is all about. You have to take this teaching and make it your own. And make it your own. You do not have to follow that. The same way when I've talked about treatment and so forth, and people want to know, oh, there's treatment, and I understand there's 7 steps. Well, there is a 7 step, there's a 5 step, there's a 3 step. I use no steps whatsoever. You can mingle them all up and everything. You can make it what you want to make it. You see, it's up to you to do that. It's up to you to do that. Miss Lily, do you remember the 3 things?
You can do this and more. It will be done unto you as you believe, and all things are possible with God.
All right. And the second one there, she said, it is done unto you as you believe. What do you believe? Not what do I believe, what does Ernest Holmes believe, what does any minister believe, but what do you believe? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about this thing called God? Is it an energy? Is it an intelligence? Is it a wisdom? Does it cover the whole universe? And does it use this thing called the law of mind? And that's what we want to find out. What do we mean by the law of mind? That means what you think about, you bring about. That is all the law of mind is about. And you do not have to believe in God to use the law of mind. It makes it a little easier, and it certainly makes it better for you in your life if you start to believe in this thing called God. But beyond believing in this thing called God, get a realization for yourself. Get something that tingles through your body. Get an actual experience. An actual experience of what this is. Of why it works. What are some of the experiences you do have? Do you ever think about somebody and the phone rings? and that person's on the other line. Do you get that? You see? You have to then say, oh my, must be true. I'm living, moving, and having my being in the mind of God. And I thought this thought, and since everyone else is in the mind of God, then that thought goes and connects to that person. This is how you build faith. This is how you build belief. This is how you work this thing. You're doing it. You're doing it. You see? I get little hits all the time. I just love them. And you have to learn to get these little hits about something. I know exactly when something wonderful is happening. I know exactly when I tell the truth about anything or have discovered the truth because my hair and my arms all stand up. Absolutely, they just stand up. That's a confirmation to me. So get confirmations and do this. But do it your way, you see. Don't fall in to the trap of following somebody else's directions. Make up your own directions, you see. Go back a minute to the five steps and the seven steps. I've said this before. They are put in there to organize so that your mind is organized when you want to do a treatment, you see. And the first step is always going to be you must make a connection with this thing, God. You must say something like, I am one with God and God is one with me. And I am using the mind of God right here and right now. This is how you do it, but this is how I do it. You can say, oh, I'm connected to this, I'm connected to that. You're saying, I want to connect myself to God, I think I'll plug in now. And use your imagination, have a big plug and just plug it in. And then see what happens. See what happens, you see. But you have to do this. And you have to make it your own. You have to make it your own. All religion is man-made. Somebody thought this stuff up and said, oh, I think this would work. You know, let's kneel three times and that'll help this and that'll do this, that, and the other thing. None of that's important, you know. What's important is your connection, what you think. What you think about yourself. You have to know that when you think, the mind of God thinks. You see? You can't think without the mind of God thinking. Why? Because there's only one mind, the mind of God. So if you're thinking, God must be thinking also. Can it be any other way? So it's done with this idea of total connectedness. That you are never separated from this thing called God. You are always connected to God. Always. The other little trap that we fall into is we think God is going to do something for us. Give that idea up, people. The gift has already been given. The mind of God is fixed. When I say the mind of God is fixed, what does that mean? The mind of God always will see you as the beloved. It does not matter what you do, you will always be the beloved. What do I mean by the gift has already been given? You have been given a wonderful mind that contains a thing called the imagination. And you can use that imagination to bring into your life what you want. And you do it through that. There is no other way that anything can come onto this plane of action without thinking first, without using mind first. And when you use your mind correctly, things will come in. The other thing is, God always wants to give you everything. When you don't receive what you think that God is supposed to give to you, it is because you haven't cleared your mind of the negations. You either haven't forgiven yourself or you haven't built the mental equivalent in your mind correctly. You think that there is something lacking. There is never anything lacking in you to be able to do that. A prisoner on death row can use the mind of God. A prisoner on death row can create, because there's only the mind of God. There's only the mind of God. So if you think for one moment that you cannot do something, it's in your mind. It's never in the mind of God. Never in the mind of God. So you have to move yourself out of the way. You have to get rid of that negation first. And you hear those little negations, and we love to push them to the side and pretend that they do not exist. And we do that in this world, and we fall into that trap. Let's not talk about that. Let's take a pill so that that doesn't come back up. Let's have another drink so we can numb that one out. Let's go smoke cigarettes or whatever else you want to do so that we can just keep pushing that stuff back. You have to think those thoughts that you are trying to suppress. Think them and let them come out. And let them go. Put them in front of you and say, well, that's a horrible thought. Get out of here. That's our ticket. Just make them go away. This thing called God, back to this a moment, can only do for you what it can do through you. So you must become the vessel for it to manifest. And that vessel must be clean. Cleaned of what? Cleared of what? The negations, the conclusions, the viewpoints, the opinions, and the beliefs that you hold about yourself. You see, when you can clear those out, then this thing expresses through you. Not that this thing is not, this thing called God is not expressing through you all the time, but it cannot express through you clearly. If your thoughts are in the way, God does not move thoughts out of the way. You must move the thoughts out of the way. That's why the gift has already been given. Anything that you want, you can have. It's already given to you. You just have to clear the way so that you can see it. And you do that by changing your thinking. And what is the basic foundation, the premise that we always have to start with? I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, I matter, I matter. I really, really matter. Yes. So let's talk a moment about this thing called God and about this trap that we fall into as human beings. And when it happened, I don't know, perhaps with that Babylonian story of Genesis and the idea of Adam and Eve and the apple and the snake and whatever else is in that story. So all of a sudden we made up our minds that we are sinful human beings and that we need some kind of salvation, or some kind of punishment, some people, so that we can bring ourselves back to paradise. Well, my idea is this. We have never been thrown out of paradise. We're always living in paradise. And we must learn to know that. We must learn to think those thoughts also in the morning. You must wake up and say, just another day in paradise. And then start to see paradise around you. Start to see all the beauty and so forth around you. But one of the other basic things is human beings, because we have a mind, we have decided, oh, well, we're different than all these other things, and we have these difficulties, we have all this, that, and the other thing going on. But if there's only God, and God is only good, and God only makes good and only sees good, why do we think that we're not good? Why do we think that we're not good? We can look at other creations of God. We look at a tree and we don't say, oh, that's a bad tree. I think I'll cut that tree down. But we say that about ourselves. You see? Don't you think that this thing called God loves you and loves you more than a tree? You see? I'm not saying that you can't love trees. I happen to absolutely love trees. I love all plants and all that. But we have to start seeing that for ourselves and saying, well, that tree or that plant doesn't take on all this stuff from the world. We take it on. And we decide, oh, we're not worthy. Life is horrible. How many people here spend most of their day negating life itself, not affirming life, seeing all the bad things in life, talking about all the bad things in life, instead of seeing all the good things and talking about all the good things in life? You see, we spend a great deal of time negating this experience that we're in, not liking the experience we're in, thinking the experience should be different than it is. You see, you have to learn to love what's in front of you. You have to learn to love what is in front of you. And you have to affirm life. You see, and tell yourself, I'm having a wonderful experience here. And then start to have that experience. Move out from all those things. Everyone here wants to manifest something. If it's not money, love, relationships, it's self-expression. And you think, well, I'll pray or I'll treat or I'll do this and I'll do that. And then this will happen. You're asking for a result. Don't ask for a result. Ask for the conditions to make that result come true. You see, we can do that in our own minds. You have to set up the condition. You have to set up the condition. Wonderful saying, such is the nature of life, that all it wants and all it asks is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. You must allow life to appear. What do I mean by life? You must allow God to appear. Such is the nature of life, such is the nature of God, that all it asks, it's the sun coming up, all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. Be that opportunity. Allow that opportunity to happen for you. So when you're thinking, change your thinking and don't go for the result. Ask for the condition. When the condition is right, the result is inevitable. When the condition is right, what does that mean? You have to condition your mind to bring that manifestation, that demonstration, onto this plane of action. But that is the result. You want the result without working on the conditions to bring it here. You see? So think of the condition. What conditions can I make? How can I change my mind for this to happen? If I want to be a brain surgeon, what is one of the conditions that I may have to do? I may have to go study. I may have to pick up a scalpel. Whatever. It's the conditioning. Once you get the condition, the result must follow. The result must follow. And you do this in your life with small things, and you probably have done it with big things, but you just pass that off. Why do you pass that off? Because you keep forgetting that there's such a thing called the law of mind. There's such a thing called the law of mind. And when you're thinking, you're using that law. And that law is mathematical. What you think into it, you will get out of it. It will not change. You see. So what are you thinking into the law at the present moment? Are you thinking that you're having a wonderful experience here? Are you thinking that you're in paradise? Are you thinking that you're in perfect health? Are you thinking of abundance? Are you thinking of prosperity? You see. Or are you thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't change my mind about that. That's just the way I am. I hate that person. Look what they've done to me. I will never forgive them. You're saying, you can't have all that going on and expect this thing called God to express through you. You're saying, you can have that going on if that's the way you want your life to be. But you have a choice. You have to decide, how do I want to think? How do I want my life to be? Has nothing to do with anything on the outside of life. You people, the trap we fall into is we think that the outside of life has power. Has no power whatsoever. Any circumstance, any condition that is in your life has no power over you whatsoever. But you believe it, that it does have power. And because you believe it has power, you breathe life into it. You must take that life away from it. And you must realize that that's just a condition. Once a condition appears, once anything appears from the unseen and becomes seen, there's nothing you can do with it. It's fixed now. The only time you can do anything is with the unseen. But you wait till it's seen and then you want to do something with it. I think I'll change that. I think I'll do the... Can't do it. You can't do it once it's in front of you. You have to do it when it's here. You're always working with the unseen in life. The trap you fall into is you work with the seen things in life. You see? Does that make sense to you? You see, you can't. But we're so conditioned. We're so hypnotized in this psychic sleep. We enter what's called the land of nod, and we nod off. And we nod off. Yes. I often tell you about Robert Bitzer, that little old man in Hollywood. The one I thought had no bones left. Now, he once said to me, Dallas, it is not your job to wake people up. If they're asleep, let them sleep. Let them sleep. I'm not trying to wake you up. I'm just trying to tell you things. You have to wake yourself up. You have to decide, I'm not awake. You have to decide, I want more awareness. I want to see what life really is. I'm tired of the life that I have. And you say, well, life is this, life is that. You don't know what life is. Is life watching television? Is it having the computer? Is it having this? Is it having that? Is it having all? Is that what life is? All these toys and so forth to play with, and that's what life is? Or is life something else? You're saying. I don't think God has a computer. Just a thought, you know. Why doesn't God have a computer? Because God doesn't need a computer. Let's say we happen to need those. Someday we won't need any of that stuff. You know, it'll be wonderful. See, my whole vision in life, what I want, is to get rid of wires. Look around your home. See how many things you have plugged in. There's all these wires and stuff all over the place. There's wires everywhere. Why do we need all these wires? Why can't the television just come on? Because we think it has to have electricity coming through it. We have a mind. My mind has more electricity in it than what's going into that television. We'll do that one day when we give up the idea that we have to plug things in. It's all done with your thinking. It's done with your mind. So, March, this month, was about falling into this trap. The trap of the world. I've told you so many times that the world is convincing. And it's very convincing. Do not allow it to convince you. Do not fall for the conditions in your life. Do not fall for the conditions in your life. Now, before I read a few cards, I'm going to tell you one of the big secrets that will help every one of you manifest everything that you want. And it's the one thing that you fall into that trap to and you completely forget constantly. And I do too, by the way. I'm not above any of this stuff. What is the one thing that we forget constantly? God is your source and your supply. End all, be all. That's the only thing you ever have to know. God is your source and your supply. As soon as you can make your mind accept that, you will have everything that you want. But you do not accept that because somebody told you it's your paycheck, it's the government, or it's this, that, or the other thing. As soon as you know that God is your source and your supply, any channel that has dried up, a new one will come. Because this thing called God, this thing called intelligence, is raining down on us all the time. It's pouring rain all the time. Meaning all this grace from this thing called God is pouring down on us all the time. We do not accept it because we do not open our mind to that. We do not open our mind to that. The world has convinced you that God is not your source and not your supply. It's convinced you that it's something else. The same. It's Viagra or something, you know. It's always God. It's not the pill. It's not the money. It's not the job. You see. All those are secondary causation. All those things are channels. All those things are results. And you're concentrating on the results instead of the source, instead of the supply. In metaphysics, in religious science, we refer to God as what? First cause. First cause. And you must always go to first cause. What does the world teach and what is the trap that you fall into? You fall into secondary causation. And you make secondary causation first cause. You know what that means? You make secondary causation God. You think that it's the job. You think it's the love affair. Anytime you think that's anything but God, that's secondary causation. The world doesn't tell you that it's God, that God's first cause. No, it wants to sell you secondary causation all the time. And you get confused and think, oh, that's first cause. No. 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 Always God. First cause. And once you know that, then all the channels open for you. All the channels open for you. So this week, use that as homework assignment. Start thinking, God is my source and my supply. God is my source and my supply. And you'll see things opening for you. But until then, you'll be falling into the trap of secondary causation. Now, I have a few cards here. This one. If your belief is in God as your supply, then since God cannot change or fail or fade out, your supply will come from somewhere else, and a new channel will be formed. Can you understand that? Shall I do it again? If your belief is in God as your supply, then since God cannot change, you cannot change the mind of God. Remember, fear not, little flock. It gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Cannot change. That's all God ever wants to do, is give you the kingdom. All God ever wants to do is love you. God cannot change or fail or fade out. Your supply will come from somewhere.
From ourselves.
Yes. And but a channel will open up. If you think, say you lost your job, and you think that job was your source, that's your belief. But if you lose your job and say, God is always first cause, is always my source and my supply, the phone will ring with another job. A new channel will come. But if you think that channel has dried up and you make that channel first cause instead of secondary causation, it won't do that. But the world tells you all that. The world deals in secondary causation. That's the trap we fall into. That is the trap we fall into. God is always first cause. Always first cause. Emmett Fox, mental equivalent. What does he say if you have a problem of any type? Any type of problem you have. Don't think about the problem. Think about God. Think about God and the problem will disappear. But if you think the problem, you see, is a problem, that problem is secondary causation. It will keep doing something because it can cause something, but it's secondary. This is always the least easiest thing for people to understand. Because the world convinces you and you fall into the trap that secondary causation is first cause. And see, secondary causation is not first cause. It can become first cause if you believe it. But you have to distinguish what is first cause. God, God, God. You cannot get away from that. You cannot get away from that. Somebody else years ago said this, and I can't remember. It's not coming into my mind right now. But it relates to Emmett Fox and the idea of don't think of your problem. Think of God. And I think his booklet is called The Golden Key that's written in. The other thing is, you only ever have one problem. You see, and the world wants to tell you that there's this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem. You only ever have one problem in your life, and it's always a God problem. If you're having a problem, it's because you have lost the idea that God is first cause, that God is your source and your supply. Don't fall into that trap. The world is convincing. It teaches secondary causation. Go to the idea of first cause. Go to the idea of God every time. Know that God is your source and your supply. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.